This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Today we look at the importance of dairying in Nebraska. The Cornhusker state is known for its agricultural backbone, and the dairy industry is a vital part of that. As we get an update from Steve Martin, the Nebraska Department of Agriculture's Ag Promotion Coordinator, coming up next.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Today's guest is Steve Martin, Ag Promotion Coordinator for the Nebraska Department of Agriculture, as we talk about dairying in Nebraska. And he says there are a lot of resources available for dairy farmers in the Cornhusker state.
Well, we have a really solid dairy industry in Nebraska, but we're trying to grow that industry. And so what do we need to do in Nebraska to develop that industry and make it grow for the future? Definitely need to grow the markets and the demand. But if we're looking at Nebraska from a dairy perspective, the grower side, we're an excellent state for that. We've got a lot of water, open space. We're a low population state, so you can get away from people. But we've also got all the feedstuffs too. We're one of the top states in the nation as far as corn, silage, alfalfa, all the things that you need to raise cows and produce milk.
He says despite the growing urban areas in Nebraska, the state as a whole remains connected to agriculture.
You know, only about 2% of our population are the farmers and ranchers, and the rest are out there. Now, in Nebraska, a lot of their jobs are based on ag, whether they realize it or not. So we talk a lot about, you know, the importance of agriculture and how the money and the things that we raise out in the country trickle into Omaha and Lincoln and Grand Island, even those bigger cities, and provide jobs and workforce and all that for their growth and development too. We have to have it. I mean, that is what our bread and butter is agriculture, because we've got the natural resources. We've got, you know, everything set up for agriculture. We do some other business, we do some other industries, but when it comes right down to it, agriculture is always going to be what drives Nebraska.
That's Steve Martin, Ag Promotion Coordinator for the Nebraska Department of Agriculture. And now shifting from Nebraska to the center of the food plate, where hopefully dairy takes center stage. According to Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, they're working on keeping dairy on the food plate and table.
Well, we're definitely trying to do that. I think dairy is an important part, has always been a part of our nutrition value in the U.S., and we made some efforts earlier this year where we issued a waiver for schools to use the 1% flavored milk. I think that's a great start in that as we look at dietary guidelines. I think milk's making a comeback. It got a bad rap for a few years, but I think when nutrition scientists look at it, food scientists look at it, these cows out here still produce a wholesome, needed product for young people and for us who also like those products as well, like chocolate milk.
That's Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue. Now this.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Coming up tomorrow on Dairy Radio Now, more on the Dairy Pride Act that was in the omnibus bill that President Trump signed last week. We'll talk about it with Bob Gray from Northeast Dairy Farmers Cooperatives. And stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.